obviously a big, big game. It's mouth-watering. It's the top two in the league at this minute in time, meeting in the quarterfinal of the cup. So it's really exciting. It's a business end of the season, and we're really looking forward to it. There's very few in the league that are in outstanding form. It's been like that, and so it's, listen, the league takes a break for a week, so I'm sure it'll be a more open game, or hopefully a more open game than what they've been recently. We've prepared this week, obviously, to go and win the game. We know that we're coming up against a really good team, and it's up to us. In front of our home crowd, it'll be a sellout. In front of our home crowd, and our home form's been good, so hopefully we can continue that. November seems a long way away at the minute, and I know it's a boring answer. We can't look beyond this game. We just can't. And I repeat myself, and I feel like I'm saying the same things every week, that if you do start looking too far forward, you're wasting your time. Obviously, it's a different competition, but and what I do know is that if we can get ourselves through, it'll be great for the group, great for our supporters, great for everyone connected to the club, and that's the ambition come Saturday. We're at the business end of the season. Really, obviously, we have a relationship, but when you become managers of rival clubs, it kind of, you have to put it in the back burner, and there's plenty of time at the end of the season to have a chat. My memories of Shelburne, going back to when I was a player at the club, were always the two of the three, four clubs that were always up there challenging them. We're back here again, so there's loads of really good memories against Shelburne, and hopefully we can create another one on Saturday. We know we're a more formidable team when this place is rocking. We know that, and I think everybody knows that, and we need everyone together. There's going to be difficult moments in the game, of course, as we're playing against a good team, and that's when you need to stick together and pull through it together, and then in the moments when we're on top, that the crowd try and drag us over the line, and because they're good at it when they get up, and when they get right behind us, there's no better noise in Irish football. I think the last six have been draws, and listen, they're obviously a very, very good side, and we know that, but they're very, very streetwise, and you're probably the best team in the league at the dark arts and managing games that way. And five out of the last five times we've played them, we've had three red cards. Probably one of them was a red card. And then the last time we played them here at home, we had five yellows to zero. So we have a really experienced group of players, and I think we can learn something from them and be a wee bit more street smart the way they are. And them games, they haven't been malicious games at all. They haven't been games where there was a lot of nastiness in them. They're just cuter than us in a lot of ways, and influence decisions better than what we do. And for us to evolve as a team, we probably have to be a bit more like them.